listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. So very glad to have you with us, and we've got a lot of breaking news to get to today, plus a little bit of parenting advice and hopefully some things that will encourage you. We're also going to look at the Marxist influence of the BLM organizations. It's all coming up in just 1 hour right here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, we got a lot to get to, friends. Thank you for being here. And it is a new day. I think there were some people that were disappointed last night. I think those 34% of Californians that had hoped against hope that maybe, just maybe, their state could be helped by a rational African-American man who's been a success in the private sector, and he's been a success in the media sector, and he's been a success in the law sector. And he's done all these things, and he was speaking common sense to the people of California, which next to New York and New Jersey may be tied with the top three in terms of the most corrupt, out of control, dysfunctional state in the country. Yeah, we give them a run for their money. But the difference here is, in at least in New York, you've got enough everyday Democrats that still really value the importance of police and law enforcement. I think that New York's not quite as nuts as California. It's just by shades of gray, but it's not. They're just slightly better. But last night, when the voters of California decided to go and vote to keep Gavin Newsom as their governor, the beautiful geography and landscape that is California effectively became a breeding ground for a cancer that I think has the potential to kill the rest of America on multiple levels. They're refusing to halt the chaos that is the illegal immigration that's coming across their border. If even the federal government wanted to say, no, you gotta do a better job of vetting these people, what they would say, forget you, we're going to do what we want to do. Everybody in, we're not checking anybody. That's the way California does it. Just, well, if you're on the border and you want to come across, come on in. We're not gonna punish you. We're not gonna ask who you are. We're not gonna check out and see if you have any ties to terrorism or anything else like that. And that leads me to my next point. California, on Gavin Newsom's watch, a little more than a year ago, decided to withdraw from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. This was after two of their cities, San Francisco and Los Angeles, had. You may forget this. Los Angeles had been targeted after 9/11 for a potential terror attack. We thwarted one at LAX, but they had been targeted for one. But no. We're not gonna participate with the feds, because we're not gonna profile people, and we're not gonna ask people why they're here, what they're doing. We're not gonna do any of that, because we're better than that. We're insane. We're kind of dumb. We think we know more than what our evil counterparts are up to, but that's what we're going to do. We're just going to trust them and let them in. That's the end of the day for us. And that's what they did. They, in doing so, by the way, I want you to see what the power of those two decisions does. So you're letting anybody in that wants to come in, and you're actively not working. In fact, you're actively working against the idea that you're going to monitor your citizens for terrorism chatter, activity, anything that looks suspicious along those lines. You're going to ignore it. You're going to go out of your way to say, I don't see it. Now you have someone, and we know that we stop somewhere between a dozen and 50 people on the southern border just about every month that have Middle Eastern ties. You now get people coming through that southern border that have ties to terrorism. Maybe they're you know, operating back and forth with Afghanistan now that it's a safe haven for ISIS-K and Al-Qaeda. And Hamas has, I think, set up an operation there. So you've got all these groups that are now setting up their camps, and they're going to start training individuals and all the rest of this. And you've got a southern border on one state that is not operating in the interest of the rest of the country they are a part of. And they're letting everybody in across the border, and they're actively saying, we're not going to check for terrorism, and we're going to let people go to our airports and get on airplanes that can go to anywhere else in the homeland. This is why Gavin Newsom is not just California's problem, because Gavin Newsom is leading a state that has become a cancer with the capability of taking out the rest of America. It's a malignant, belligerent, terrorist training ground is what California has become. And the people that are in charge have said, so what? We're going to do what we want to do. And they had a chance. People put as much common sense in front of them as you can. I don't know anybody that would be a better spokesperson for saying, let's think about this, not from a Republican and Democrat standpoint, but just from a basic common sense standpoint, than Larry Elder. The man who grew up in South Central, who knows the racism issue inside and out, has experienced racial discrimination himself, was raised by a father who gave him immense character and said, you're not going to be victim to this. You're going to overcome this. Larry Elder is exactly the kind of guy that California needed to latch onto and say, we need to go in a different direction. But when 7 out of 10 people in your state say, you know what? We know that we've got illegals overrunning our border. We know that we don't know who they are. We know that we're not monitoring terrorists. We know that we're pushing CRT and BLM in the classroom. We know that we're brainwashing our kids. We know that Gavin Newsom sits at the feet of Fauci and just swallows everything that he gives him and just says, you know, we're just going to play our role in the great and progressive Marxist takeover of America. And they're all okay with it. Then I don't have much sympathy for him anymore. They know that their environmental policies are killing their own businesses. Why do you think so many businesses have left? And maybe that's why they lost. Maybe all the good people have left California. Maybe all the companies that didn't want to be hyper-taxed because of environmental claims that are pushed by left-wing geeks that don't know anything about actual conservation and environmental health and the rest of it. They just want to ruin big companies. Maybe all the good people have left or are leaving, and there weren't enough good people to save it anymore. Maybe that's what's happened. But friends, it is a microcosm of what is to come everywhere else in America where you let this crazy, nutty, progressive Marxist takeover occur. So hear me clearly, New Jersey, you've got a governor's race coming up this November. You've got a good man, Jack Cittarelli, lifetime business owner, resident of, college student at the schools in New Jersey. He's lived his whole life in New Jersey. He has proudly said, I want to be a servant of New Jersey. I've invested my entire life here. And you know who you have running against him? The entrenched Phil Murphy, who is a carbon copy, though a less original version of Gavin Newsom. Much more boring, much more less attractive in human interaction. He's horrible with people. Newsom's at least, you know, got a degree of swagger about him, and you know, he thinks he can, you know, dominate a conversation and hold your attention. Phil Murphy couldn't hold the attention of drying paint. But this is what you have, New Jersey, and you have the opportunity to make a change. You're looking at what California is becoming straight in the eyes, and you're being given a chance this November to say, I'm going to choose something different. Citizens of New York City, you have the exact same choice in your mayoral race. You've got a go-along-to-get-along borough president in Eric Adams, who is pretending to be all tough and law enforcement and all right. When he spent his career as a cop attacking the NYPD, now he wants to be the guy that's, oh, I was the NYPD. And you've got Curtis Sliwa, who's looking you in the eye and saying, hey, I really care about the crime problem, and I'm ready to make our city safe again. And New York, not to be outdone, in 2022, you've got a governor's race in which you have... pick whoever the crazy progressive is that's going to win the Democratic nomination. You got de Blasio. You got Letitia James. You got people that are going to run. Or you've got a guy, Lee Zeldin, who put the uniform on and said, I'm going to protect New York with my commitment to the military, with my service in Congress, and now with my willingness to serve as governor. Friends, you don't have to become the cancer that is California, but you have to make different choices to avoid it. Kevin McCullough.